A reading from St. John, the 6th chapter. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever feeds on me, he also will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like the bread the fathers ate and died. Whoever feeds on this bread will live forever. Jesus said these things in the synagogue, as he taught at Capernaum. When many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This is a hard saying. Who can listen to it?" But Jesus, knowing in himself that his disciples were grumbling about this, said to them, "Do you take offense at this? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh is no help at all. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But there are some of you who do not believe. For Jesus knew from the beginning who those were who did not believe and who it was who would betray him. And he said, 'This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by the Father.' After this, many of the disciples turned back and no longer walked with him. So Jesus said to the 12, 'Do you want to go away as well?' Simon Peter answered, 'Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. And we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God.'" O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Do you take offense at this? Jesus speaks these words to the crowds of disciples gathered around him as they grumble against what St. John calls hard sayings. Today's question of Jesus, "Do you take offense at this?" continues to ring in our ears, especially as we look around as we enter this first week of June at the world around us. Because for the world, the Bible is truly full of hard sayings. Marriage is only between one man and one woman. Life begins at conception. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. The sinful nature hates these words of Christ that are given to us. The examples out there are endless of those things that turn people away from Christ, these hard sayings. So they are called in Scripture. And yet, even as our Lord tells the disciples that these words I speak to you are spirit and life, Jesus continues on and says, "This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted by the Father." That final bit that Jesus says, that hard saying, it's just too much. It's too far. St. John records many of his disciples turned back and no longer walked with him. As we think about the context of this account in St. John, this should be astounding in itself, because really, these crowds have witnessed Jesus feeding the 5,000. How in the world could they doubt? How in the world could they just walk away? Yet, these signs that Christ gives are not good enough. Realizing that following Christ isn't about just getting free bread and free health care, many of the disciples left to go somewhere else, somewhere less offensive. So what about us gathered here this morning? What are those hard sayings that offend us today? Maybe for us pastors, is it being faithful stewards of Christ's gifts to us, knowing that being faithful to Christ's words may cause in turn offense to parishioners, friends, family members? For us church workers? Is it laboring in the Christ's vineyards day in and day out? Working during the heat of the day, but not yet seeing the fruits of our labors according to our own expectations and our own will? Maybe for us Christians, it is looking around the world today and it not yet being what Christ has promised for us. As we serve here at the International Center, we continue to experience in our own lives heartaches, pain, loneliness, disappointment. And even in our hymnal, we sing that the hand of God is the one that sends us sadness. Yes, indeed, the Bible is full of hard sayings that are offensive to our sinful selves. And the law of God convicts us. As the world grumbles and turns away from Christ, so too we are posed with the question, do you want to go away as well? It is to this that through the faith created and sustained by the work of the Holy Spirit, faith in Christ Jesus, that we are able to cry out with St. Peter, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and yes, you are the Holy One of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this faith that has been given to you as a free gift, take heart, because the faith that has been given to you, these words of Christ, do indeed bring to you eternal life. It is the Spirit who gives life. Yes, in this world we will have words spoken to us that lie to us, that offend us. We'll have words that cause division within our own families. We'll have words that cause us anxiety, despair, words that will threaten us, intimidate us. Yet Christ invites us, lift up your eyes from the valley of these despairs. Lift up your eyes to where the Son of Man has ascended to where he was before. Lift your eyes to the cross, to the place where Christ has died for you. Because Christ has taken your place. He is crucified for your sins, crucified for us every time we're offended by his words. And Christ died the death that was meant for each of us. And this day, we rejoice. Because indeed, that is not where the story ends. Christ has been raised from the dead. He ascended to sit at the right hand of the Father, just as he promised in our reading. This very day, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you have the words of eternal life. They have been given to you. They have been given to you in your baptism, baptism in the triune name of God. And every week in the divine service, you are given Christ's flesh and blood to eat and to drink with the promise that in that forgiveness of sins, in that Holy Supper, you too will live forever. That in this eating and drinking, Christ abides in you and you in him. So yes, in this fallen world, in this world that blasphemes the word of God, continue to cling to Christ's words, his words of life, words that are spoken to you. Because you have been chosen by Christ, you've been redeemed by his holy and precious blood, and you are his dear and precious lamb. Abiding in him, you too will live forever in paradise. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen.